så der står på arkaden mest af Abraham ham og munde. So how you been made the Baha'i people fill these important positions that were in the base Hamidr. Now the people mentioned in this Mishnah filled the position at one time or another. And these specific people I mentioned because these people were very pious people. And therefore the Mishnah Dafka mentioned these people, even though many people filled these positions at different times during the period of the Beit HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas al Chosmos. Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chosmos, the seals. This will be explained later on in this parak. Achia al Nisachim. Achia was in charge of the wine that was used for the Nisachim. Matithya ben Shmuel al Piyasim. Matithya ben Shmuel was in charge of the lads that were drawn to see which card of the Mishmo was married during a particular Avodah. Pesachia al Akina. Pesachia was in charge of the Kina, the pair of birds that were brought by Zav Zavo or Yoledet. And somebody who was hired to bring Kina would put money in a chauffeur in a box in the Beit HaMikdash, and those that were in charge of the Kina would make sure that the money was taken out of the box and used for the purposes of buying these birds for the Korban. Pesachia Zemordechai. Who is the Pesachia that was in charge of the Kina? This is referring to Mordechai of Megillah fame. Lama Nikra Shmo Pesachia. Why was Mordechai called Pesachia? Shaharya Pesach Bidvarim Vidarshan. He would open up to discuss things that other people did not understand, and he would darshan about these things. So because of his great chachma, he's called Pesachia. Pesachia is from the word Pesach, to open up and discuss things that were sealed to other people that could not understand them. B'yodeh Shivan Larshan. He also knew 70 languages. Ben Achia was a doctor who took care of the corn, and they became ill to their stomach. The corner made a line of meat from the Korbanos, and would also walk barefoot on the cold floor of the Beit HaMikdash, and it is forbidden to enter the Azara with his shoes on your feet. And because of this, they frequently became ill to their stomach, and Ben Achia was in charge of healing these corners. Gvine Cruz. Gvine was the crier. He was the one who said each morning, Imdu Korn in Lavodoscha. He would scream out that the corner should get up for the service of the Beit HaMikdash, and he had such a loud voice that you can hear his voice all the way in Yericho. Ben Geber on the Eli Sharp. Ben Geber was in charge of closing the gates of the Beit HaMikdash every evening and opening them in the morning. Ben Bavoy Apakia. Ben Bavoy was in charge of the whips. And Kornim Leviam used to guard the gates of the Beit HaMikdash at night. And if one of them would start falling asleep, Ben Bavoy would whip him with his whip. Now, some learn that Fakir is not referring to a whip. Instead, it's referring to the psilos, the wicks of the menorah. He was in charge of the wicks of the menorah. Ben Arza Atzok. Ben Arza was in charge of the symbol that was used in the Beit HaMikdash. And the noise of the symbol was a simon to Levim to start their shir. And Ben Arza was in charge of the symbol. Hogras Ben Levi, Alan Shir. Hogras Ben Levi was in charge of the shir, of the signal of Levim in the Beit HaMikdash. He was the one that started the shir and ended the shir. Beis Garmu, Amaisa Lechem Apanah. The family of Garmu were in charge of making the Lechem Apanah that was put on the Shulchan in the Heichal. They were expert at making the Lechem Apanah, which was difficult to make as it was shaped like an open box. It was also difficult to take it out of the oven without breaking, and they were expert at doing this. Beis Avitina, Amaisa HaKetoris. The family of Avitinas were in charge of making the Ketoris. They were expert at making the Ketores. And they were also the only family that was familiar with the herd that was put into the Ketores called the Mala Ashan, which made the smoke of the Ketores rise up like a stick. Elazar al-Haparochas. Elazar was in charge of making the new curtains that were used in the Beit HaMikdash. Upinchas al-Malbush. And Pinchas was in charge of the Big Day Kahuna. He would be in charge of supplying the Kohanim with the Big Day Kuna, and to guard the Big Day Kuna and the Lishkos and the Azara that were used to store the Big Day Kuna. There were never less than three treasurers of Hegdash who were in charge of the redemption of Hegdash in order to redeem the Erech and Haramit that were to be used for the purposes of the Medekabite. And there were never less than seven Amarklas, seven supervisors who were superior to the Gizbar. The supervisor were the ones that had the keys to the different chambers in the Azara. And if one of the Amarklas wanted to open up one of the chambers, he could not do so unless all seven Amarklas were present. Then they would open up the chambers, and the Gizbarim would enter the chambers for whatever purpose they needed in that chamber. And there were also superiors to the Amarklas called the Kotlikin. There were two Kotlikins who was superior to the Amalekim. So therefore, there were five different levels of superiority in the Beit HaMikdash. The most superior was the Kohen Gadol, followed by the Skan Kohen Gadol, the Deputy Kohen Gadol, followed by the Kitlikin, followed by the Amalekim, and then followed by the Gizbarim. Main Oisin Shuara Al-Asibar B'mama Pachas Mishnayim. No authority is given over the money that is used for the purposes of the tzibur, unless there are at least two people in charge. It is not covered for the tzibur that one person would be in charge of the money that's used for the tzorchei tzibur. Chutz mi ben achia sha'acholim e'ayin ve'alazer sha'af ha'reichot sha'oisen kiblu roi v'atzibur aleh. The exception is ben achia, who was in charge of the money that was used to buy the herb to cure the corn and they became ill to their stomach. And Elazar, who was in charge of the money that was used to buy the materials needed to make the parochas and the Beit HaMikdash, because these people were accepted by most of the tzibur to be in charge, even though each one was only one individual who was in charge of the money that was used for these purposes, and these people were completely trusted by the tzibur, and the tzibur accepted that even though it was only one individual, they would be in charge of the money used for these purposes.